2019, Big Bright Minds, brought to you by the folks at Filene Research Institute. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Lowell Ricketts from the Federal Reserve Bank.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. And you did a great talk up there about a half hour ago. So
appreciate
well done.
That. Thank
so
you.
Give us, for those who weren't here, unfortunately, you need to be here. This is some great stuff that Filene puts out there for everybody. What was your topic at hand?
So I was talking about retirement insecurity, mm-hmm. as well as housing insecurity, in the sense that we're going through a massive demographic shift in the U.S. The share of retirees in the population is going to grow, mm-hmm. as baby boomers retire, and it's going to present some challenges for the economy. We're going to need more workers to support this large dependent population. Mm-hmm. At the same time, our fertility rates in this country and many other developed nations have fallen.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So you're seeing the replacement rate become more challenging for managing a larger dependent population.
So what does this mean for, like, 10 years from now? Or I mean,
it's going to be a challenge. I mean, the good news is for those that are going to be in the labor market, it's going to, your prospects and what you bring to the table will be probably valued a mm-hmm. lot more. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be challenging to fund things like the safety net, Social Security, and Medicare, mm-hmm. right? We're going to need a lot more coming into those funds to cover the outlays mm-hmm. that are going to be there. And as of right now, the Social Security trust funds, the funding trajectory does not look good. There need to be changes made. There could be new revenue streams. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might have to cut benefets or raise revenues mm-hmm. through higher taxes or a higher earnings. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, they've been talking about the whole Social Security thing for years
it's coming to a
huge collapse.
Sure.
So now it's becoming more and more of a reality, it seems like.
Yeah, we've already seen the dependent, I showed a chart which showed the dependent population ratio. Mm-hmm. That's already really taken off. Yeah. And based on projections, if those hold, it's really going to be a linear trend up. So yeah, it's kind of time to, I think, to try to figure this out once mm-hmm. and for all and what the solution will be.
So what's the credit union connection? How can credit unions come in and help out here?
Credit unions are such great financial institutions, mm-hmm. Serving their various membership groups, and they can do a number of things. They can help provide tools to prepare for retirement, right? One of the things I covered in my talk were exciting innovations in state-run retirement plans mm-hmm. in states like California, New York, and Oregon. There's a lot of great plans coming up, and these are very portable, right? Mm-hmm. So you or I, if we were in the state of California, would have that as an option. Mm-hmm. If our employer did not provide a 401k or IRA alternative, we could be enrolled automatically in that plan. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an exciting way to cut down on rollover, spillover issues. And so I think they can provide a lot of information. This is new stuff, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of action going on in the space, and they can provide that information to their customers. On their employer basis, they can start to consider that if they can't provide directly a 401k, mm-hmm. or they can take advantage of another innovation called sidecar accounts.
Oh.
This is a brilliant idea.
Okay.
It's really putting short-term and long-term financial goals and savings goals hand in hand.
Okay.
What it is you're making a contribution to the sidecar account, mm-hmm. and once it reaches a threshold, further contributions go into a retirement account, such as a 401k. And it really meets the needs of consumers. I think a lot of times there have been just great developments in long-term stability and in the short-term stability space, mm-hmm. but they haven't been linked as closely in a policy option as like a sidecar account. And so credit unions might be able to take some of the innovations they've seen in this space and mm-hmm. maybe apply it to their own retirement packages for their employees and kind of lead in this kind of movement mm-hmm. towards both short-term and long-term stability.
Indeed, and as you're talking, I'm thinking, you must be very popular in your neighborhood because people are coming up to you all the time and say, hey, give me some financial advice.
Well,
what can we do here? How can we plan better?
Unfortunately, I can't provide direct advice, but I'm excited to talk about these issues.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just kidding with you. Hey, the couple of topics that came up in the Q&A section was the retirement age dropping. We're having healthier and healthier retirees out there, which means they're living longer, mm-hmm. which means you have to be able to fund, which goes back to the whole Social Security thing as well. So they're all kind of hand in hand
now.
So what can be done in this area because of retirees living longer now?
Mm-hmm.
How do we fund that?
Yeah.
Or how do they fund that?
Well, I think it comes down to what the retirement age for certain Social Security, other safety net programs like mm-hmm. Medicare mm-hmm. is. I mean, to motivate workers or to incentivize that, you could raise that and help the funding of some of these programs, mm-hmm. right? That's one way.
Okay.
But I think what we've seen, as you mentioned, over the 20th century, this drop in the typical retirement age, but it has been tapering up more recently, mm-hmm. kind of following the Great Recession. And I think that's a lot of kind of rewarding skill sets that they're still very valuable to have some mm-hmm. of the experience that a lot of these older workers have.
Right.
You know, there's instances of people coming out of retirement because they'd like to continue working. So employers know to help that and to kind of draw upon that, present opportunities. Mm-hmm. At the St. Louis Fed, we have a number of workers that did just that. They wanted to work at the Fed, so they came out of retirement.
Oh, right on.
So I think it's all about incentives, mm-hmm. right? No surprise an right. economist would say right. something like that.
Well, I know in the credit union industry, there's a lot of CEOs that are retiring right now. There's a big kind of a changing of the guard, if you will. But a lot of those credit union CEOs are coming back to the industry and working in like consultancies or joining other firms and things like that, which is really refreshing to see because they have, you know, this wealth of experience that they can transfer on to other folks and continuing to help the industry. So I can see that trend happening.
That's so great. I mean, such a unique perspective at the top of the kind of organization, mm-hmm. and to be able to bring that to consulting
yep.
really continues to draw on that skill set that was developed. So indeed. That's a great trend.
Indeed. All right, another fascinating, before I let you go
sure.
here, because I know you're a busy guy, but one of the fascinating things that you talked about was data dividend.
Yes.
I know you can't go into great detail
yes.
on this, but I was like, what? Data dividend? What is this type of stuff?
This is exciting work. My colleague, Ray Bashara, the director of our Center for Household Financial Stability, is intimately involved in this work and these conversations. It's heady stuff. It's this idea that, you know, firms like Facebook or Google or Amazon have all this digital information gathered upon us through our use of their services. And the idea is, what if that data could be an asset to us as it is an asset to these businesses?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a profound source of wealth for a number of households,
yeah.
especially some really constrained households.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an exciting area,
yeah.
and I think we're going to see a lot of interesting developments.
And this is totally hypothetical, but like, would a Facebook or would they be open to this? Or, I mean, I don't know. I'm imagining
yeah.
how it would work.
I'm
but
not sure.
Again, I mean, I know we're kind of in the infancy of it.
Sure.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any specific responses that
yeah.
a tech firm has provided.
Be interesting
provided
to see what
to
they
this,
would say.
But yeah, I'd be curious yeah. because it's certainly quite a different approach than the status quo
mm-hmm.
right now.
Indeed, indeed. All right, Lowell, I'm going to let you get going because I know you've got
great.
A lot of stuff here to do, but
well,
appreciate
so
the time.
Much. Yeah,
well done.
It. Thank
Good
you.
Job up there. Lowell Ricketts, everybody from the Federal Reserve Bank.
Thank you.
Go check them out.
Well,